WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is longer than your attention span and self-care? Well, that's just a distant dream tucked away in some mental filing cabinet labeled when I have time. Let's be real, friends. Life can get crazy. But here's the thing. Making time for self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It's like giving your phone a quick charge you need to keep yourself powered up to function at your best. And that's exactly what we're diving into today on Rise High, daily 5-minute mindset moves to make prioritizing self-care a non-negotiable part of your day. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Shake, I barely have time to brush my teeth, let alone meditate under a waterfall. But trust me, we're not talking about grand gestures here. We're talking about small, powerful shifts that can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you finally get to sink into a hot bath after a long week? With the pure bliss of finishing a good book and feeling totally absorbed in another world. Those are moments of self-care, even if they're just for 15 minutes. And trust me, those moments add up. Key takeaway number one. Redefine what self-care means to you. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. This could be taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, journaling, reading, spending time with loved ones, whatever makes you feel refreshed and recharged. Key takeaway number two. Make it a ritual, not an afterthought. Schedule those self-care moments into your day like any other important appointment. Put them in your calendar, set reminders on your phone, whatever works for you. Because when you make it a priority, you're more likely to stick with it. Think of it as investing in yourself and the returns are priceless. Key takeaway number three. Listen to your body. It's constantly talking to you, even if you're not always paying attention. When you feel drained, stressed, or overwhelmed, it's a sign that you need some self-care. Don't ignore those signals. Take a break, step away from the screen, and do something for yourself. Key takeaway number four. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, be your own biggest cheerleader. We're all works in progress, and it's okay to have days where you feel like you're not hitting the mark. Just remember to breathe, be patient with yourself, and keep moving forward. You got this. Key takeaway number five. Remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a happier, healthier, more balanced life. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to handle whatever comes your way. So go ahead, give yourself permission to prioritize self-care, you deserve it. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, buried under a mountain of emails. Deadlines looming like thunderclouds on the horizon. Your brain feels fried, your energy levels are depleted, and you're starting to feel that familiar I can't handle one more thing feeling creeping in. Sound familiar? Here's where self-care swoops in like a superhero cape. Take a 5-minute break. Step away from the screen. Go for a quick walk outside, breathe in some fresh air, listen to a few minutes of your favorite music, whatever helps you reset and recharge. Even a short break can make a world of difference in how you feel. You'll come back to your desk feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle those emails with renewed energy. So there you have it. 5-minute mindset moves to prioritize self-care and create a happier, more balanced life. Remember, it's not about grand gestures or making drastic changes overnight. It's about making small, consistent choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And the best part? The more you practice self-care, the easier it becomes. Now go out there and make yourself a priority, you deserve it. Let me know what you think in the comments below, share this episode with your friends who need a little self-care boost, and don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.